A disappointing penalty shots defeat for Brayhead Clan tonight. With me is Chris Frank. Chris, I'm going to ask you, what happened in your to get your game misconduct at the end there?
Just a misunderstanding. I didn't agree with the call, and he didn't agree with what I was saying in response to it. I think that's about it.
But what a game, though. Good to watch. Turning it around from 3-0 down to be winning 4-3 at one point as well. What was it like to play in out there?
It's frustrating just because of the way we started the game, and especially in our own building right before playoffs. You know, we really want to build momentum. But it was good that we showed character and we came back and even got the lead.
Is that the kind of character you've been looking for in the build-up to these playoffs, that kind of performance, the way you turned it around?
Yeah, we're looking, especially going to the playoffs, you're going to need fight. And, you know, we haven't really come back from a deficit like that this whole season, I don't think. So to do it right before playoffs, it's you take the positive out of that, that's for sure.
What a crowd tonight. What was it like to play in front of all those fans tonight?
That's part of the reason why you play the game, just because you enjoy that atmosphere. It's a very addicting atmosphere, and especially when it's on your side. So it was a blast, and I look forward to it next weekend.
You especially look forward to it because it's Fife, and you know what they're like, their attitude towards you?
Yeah, the rivalry, those are always fun games to play when they mean something, and it's not just another game. So, yeah, it makes it that much sweeter.
Well, you're saying that Clan go to Fife tomorrow. You'd stand in the way of how they do in terms of reaching the playoffs. You'd be going all out to try and stop them, I assume?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough building to go into and play. We've had some issues. I think we had an issue last time we went over there. We're giving up with big leads. So, really, tomorrow's game, you know, we don't worry about them and what they're playing for. You know, they're going to play hard no matter what. But just focus on our own game going into playoffs. Make sure we're doing what we want to do.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Thank you.
I'm now standing with Clan defenceman Kenton Smith. Kenton had a bit of a role in the game, an error leading to Fife's third goal. You're screwing your face up when I mention this to you. We'll talk about that first of all. What happened there?
Where do I begin? You know, it was just a mistake, you know. That cost us. To tell you the truth, I walked out. I honestly don't know why I went that way. But, you know, we're all human, we make mistakes, and you know, I'm just happy that I get that back from my team. I obviously don't want to let them down.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, as you touched on there, you managed to pull it back. You got the goal that put Clan in the lead at that moment in time. How did that feel for you personally, that you were able to make amends?
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, when you make a mistake that costs a team like that, you know, there's a huge weight on your shoulders. You obviously want to get that back, you know, for your teammates and, you know, for yourself. And, you know, as soon as I saw it go in, I was pretty pumped. And, you know, it was a great pass by Neil Trim. You know, he took it to his backhand and just threw it back. And I guess we like to say the puck had eyes. So.
It was a fun game to watch, certainly. To play in, I take it must have been like that as well.
Oh, definitely. You know, the crowd was fantastic. You know, 3,500 people.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was an entertaining game. You know, we played sloppy at times. But, you know, it goes to show, like, we have a lot of heart and a lot of character in our room. And we had the never-say-die attitude.
That's certain, especially coming from three goals down. And, you know, your goal obviously putting the team ahead, although losing in the end. That character's there, it'll stand you in good stead for the week ahead.
Oh, definitely, yeah. You know, I think we got Nottingham in the playoff quarters here. You know, we're going to have a good week of practice. You know, everybody's up for it, obviously, because it's a do or die situation. And, you know, we're going to give it our all and hopefully get to that playoff weekend in Nottingham.
Now, your old team Cardiff are right in the middle of that playoff fight along with Fife here tonight. Who would you like to see reach the playoffs out of those two teams? That's a bit harsh, maybe asking you that question.
Yeah, that's a tough question, you know, because, you know, Fife's been playing really good hockey lately, and you know, Cardiff has too. You know, they came in here and they beat us. I'm gonna have to go with Cardiff, you know, because I played there for 3 years. I know a lot of guys on the team.
Wouldn't your brother?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, my brother's there. So yeah, I'd like to see Cardiff definitely to go through.
Another tough game at Fife tomorrow. Going to be another big atmosphere, I understand there. They're close to a sellout as well, so it's another big night for you guys.
Oh, definitely, yeah. The atmosphere is pretty crazy there. You don't see it too often. You know, their fans are pretty intense, and and they play well, really well in their own barn. And you know, we just got to come out. We just got to keep it simple, and you know, just play our game.
Thanks very much, Kenton.
Thank you.